For decades, Muammar Gaddafi repressed and distorted Libyan history, attempting to build a society dominated by his cult of personality. Well, now Libyans are beginning to grapple with the challenges of reclaiming their history and forging a national identity. One family in particular is taking the lead in that effort. NPR's Peter Kenyon recently returned from Tripoli and has their story.
Well before Libyans took to the streets this year, university lecturer Amal Jarari supplemented her income by leading cultural training sessions for foreigners coming to live or do business in Libya. She soon realized she had no clear answer to one of the most frequent questions, who are the Libyans? She took that question to her students at Tripoli University, asking what it meant to them to be Libyan.
And these students, it was about 200 students, age 18 to 25. And about 40% answered something to the effect that it doesn't really mean much. And I was a bit embarrassed about that answer because I thought, how come Libyans don't really feel like they're proud of their country like they should be? It's ironic that a year later, these same students were actually dying for their country.
Jarari found that Gaddafi had succeeded to a depressing extent in convincing Libyans that he embodied the country. She says psychologically, this was one of the most devastating impacts he had on Libyans.
It's almost like we're at a loss. Because for so many years, it seemed very clear. Libya was Gaddafi, Gaddafi was Libya, and now Gaddafi's gone. So who are we?
Much of the evidence about who Libyans are and how they lived is collected here at the National Archives in Tripoli, run by Amal's father, Professor Mohammed Jarari. He founded the archives during Gaddafi's reign, an experience he compared with walking in a minefield. He said from the start, Gaddafi sought to dictate what the archives would focus on, beginning with the name of the facility.
We suggested Libyan Study Center. He refused this name and he put the Libyan Research and Study Center for Struggle Against Italians.
Professor Jarari says that summed up Gaddafi's historical vision. Other than the fight for independence from Italy and Bedouin culture, it was all about Gaddafi himself. But over the years, Jarari managed to compile a more comprehensive view of Libya's past, and he's hoping people will embrace that now.
And it is healthy to have the history of each community, when first the Berber starts living here, when the black people start living here, the Arabic when they came. Of course, we have the Phoenicians, who were very old. They have been in this country for at least 1,500 before Christ. It's like the states. If we want to stay together, we have to accept each other, and also we have to know the background of each other.
As a tour of some of the 17 million documents in the Libyan archives quickly shows, however, studying the past is no idealistic path to peace and harmony. On the contrary, Jarari says one reason to study history is to understand how long some of Libya's ethnic, tribal, or regional conflicts have been going on. As in Iraq, moreover, the archives lack some of the more explosive documents from Libya's recent past, the secret police and intelligence files that would reveal more about the crimes committed by the former regime. Amal Jarari, who will shortly begin fieldwork on her dissertation on the subject of Libyan identity, says she'll be fascinated to learn how Libyans come to see themselves, now that Gaddafi is no longer around to tell everyone, as he once did, to forget about being Libyans, just be Arabs.
It was then the pan-Arabic attitude and movement, and it was very popular at the time. Eventually, when he said he was disappointed in the Arabs for not supporting him, he turned towards Africa. So, you know, the switch from being Arabic to being African confused people a lot. And now, all of a sudden, we're just Libyan. It's almost like we're starting all over again, in every sense.
The Jarari family is working with other Libyans to help fashion a positive and democratic vision of the new Libya. But they're all too aware that there are any number of blood-soaked alternative paths that have been taken in the past and may be taken again. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.